Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And it's indeed an honor to be wherever you are today by way of Praise God Internet. I was just sitting down and amazed at the power of God. I've been so inundated in the things that he's doing and what he has done already until I had to just say, well, Lord, here I am. I made up in my mind years ago. It's been over 27 years now. Had some battles, but I made up in my mind that if I'm going to be anything or be anybody, let me be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And then I began to think, well, what all do I need to do and make my life better, and what all it entails to become a citizen of the kingdom of God? Now, there are other kingdoms out there in this world. We got the kingdoms of the Muslims and their beliefs, and Jehovah Witnesses and their beliefs. They have a little kingdom. Yeah, they're kingdoms. It's self-destructing. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that much more abundantly. And then he said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I said, okay, God, I say, you know, why throughout the years would anybody not want you when you got everything? You got everything that we need. And in this kingdom, it's an everlasting kingdom. It's throughout eternity. And all we have to do is buckle down and follow governmental authority. When the disciples asked him a question, he told them, he said, now render unto Caesar, which is Caesar's, and unto God, which is God. So Caesar is totally different. He's not even comparable. There's no comparison in what Caesar was back in those days, because every kingdom that has been set up from way back as far as the Amalekites, the Persians, the Hittites, the Hivites, amen, the Jebusites, all of those, amen, praise God, kingdoms and their rulers have been destroyed. They died out. You know, we have this saying that, you know, man is born of a woman before a few days, amen, praise God, and after that, amen, his time is up, amen, he's going on. But what kingdom he followed, or she followed during the time of her earthly life, would be determined by what she wanted or he wanted during that time. And I found out that most people, when they die and go to hell, I don't know who they are, praise God, but if you didn't follow Christ, you didn't make it in. Amen. And then he gives us all the way up to the last moment to acknowledge him, and you will make it in, but they have to have that desire to believe that Jesus is Lord. When Jesus came into my life, over 27 years ago, I fell in love with him. I used to work at ExxonMobil, and as soon as I got off from work, I would go in and I would take me a hot bath, praise God. Wouldn't take no shower because I wanted to soak. Not just soak in getting clean, but soak in the Word of God. In conversation with the Holy Spirit, he would meet me there, and I would lay down in that tub, take my bath, and lay down in warm water and relax. It would have been good if I would have had a jacuzzi, but I didn't. But I enjoyed the Lord. I enjoyed his presence. I enjoyed hearing about his kingdom through his word. I enjoyed the relationship, knowing that I'm heading somewhere. I finally got a God that was over me, that was going to be a provider for me, that was going to protect me and my children and give me hope where there was no hope. I don't care how much money I made, and I used to make good money, real good money, I could never find happiness. I used to bring home so much money I could go out and pay cash for various big items. And my sons didn't wear cheap things, and I had a nice car. But that was a void in my life. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to praise you today. Don't even want to listen to no music. Amen. But just glorify your name. Lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. Amen. And let the people know, praise God, the things they go through. The enemy comes in not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you make up your mind to be a kingdom child, a citizen of God, I don't care what the enemy do, what he say, how we even die, because some of us going to die some horrible death. But we have gotten hold to the real thing. You know, people say coke is the real thing. Well, God is the real thing. That means all the other kingdoms, all the other nations that done build up their kingship, that done build up, God let them go and build them. Some of them he put in position, and all of them he know that, amen, he allowed it to be for his glory, even the good along with the bad. God is going to get the glory out of this mess, amen, praise God, that the enemy tried to do. So we as the body of Christ need to know where we stand as far as who we are once we become a citizen of the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. In Matthew 16:3-18, when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, is? Hallelujah. The only way that you can be a part of any nation and their kingdom is to follow their rules and regulations. The only way that you can vote is to be a part of that nation. This is awesome. You have to be born or become a citizen of that nation. You know, you can't go to Russia and vote if you're not a citizen. Or did some kind of paperwork in order to be a citizen of that nation. And that's any nation. We are citizens of America because we were born into it, already a citizen, or those that come into America, they are allowed to get their citizenship and then they can vote. Well, Jesus had been with the disciples for a long time. And so he said, well, now I'm going to test you. You know, since you say you are a man, a part of me, I'm going to test you and see what your mindset is, what you believe in, what you think. In order to become a kingdom child a citizen of a kingdom, you must agree to have the same mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you as it is in Christ Jesus. That means he is of righteousness, he is of holiness, and he is of truth. It plagues me, it bothers me when people come forth and they begin to do various things and they got issues. I'm trying to keep myself from having issues. And so in order for us to do and be kingdom children, citizens of the kingdom of God, we got to be just like, we got to mimic Jesus Christ, Father God, to the letter. Amen. Praise God. If he holy, I'm going to walk around like I'm holy. I'm going to live it. Praise God. In order to be a citizen, I got to participate in the laws and the ordinance that Father God has given, and Jesus fulfilled and carried it out to the letter. Amen. And be that citizen. I know the Bible said the letter killeth, but the spirit make it live. So we as a citizen of the kingdom of God are no longer in the letter in essence, but we are in the spirit, because if any man be born again, he is of Christ. He's taken on the new nature, the higher echelon. I don't mind saying that I'm somebody and I'm of quality material, because all around me, being in the kingdom of God and a citizen of God, I'm noted as a kingdom child, a royal priesthood. The word speaks for me of who I am and who I have become and how to live it. But he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, now, because you are a kingdom citizen, amen, a citizen to the kingdom of God, amen, you have become a spirit being. Bible said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen, praise God. You no longer, amen, walking as the old Adamic nature, the old Adam way, but you now have been transformed and renewed to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. You have all rights to go out there and purchase you a house. You have all rights to go out there and throw the government, overthrow the government of Satan, throw it down, cast it down, and say, you don't have dominion over me because I have a higher power that working out my life and my livelihood. Jesus said, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God don't lie. When he called me forth to do this thing, and he told me, he said, go ahead, establish the ministry, establish the church. He said, because I don't care what Satan try to do, he's not going to prevail. Those governments are not going to prevail, because up under the kingdom, I literally am up under the kingdom of God and his governmental powers. This is the mind of God. It was time for Jesus to ask the question whom he was after being with his disciples and publicly labored among men and taught them. He wanted to hear from his disciples and see what they knew and had they been transformed. He could look at them and tell if they was transformed or not, or renewed in the mind. He knew who Judas was. Amen. Praise God. Nobody had to tell him he was a murderer. He's going to kill him. He already knew it. He wanted to know how, if they had connection with the Father and the Holy Spirit, was it now being revealed? And when the Holy Spirit revealed unto Peter who Christ was, Jesus knew that the spirit man was transformed by the Holy Spirit, and no man could freely receive the gift of the Holy Spirit without, amen, praise God, them knowing who Father God was and Jesus was. They had to know the truth. and would be able to comprehend God and his son without having an encounter and a relationship with Jesus Christ. Citizens, kingdom citizens, amen, have to have an encounter with God, Son Jesus, and Father God, amen, praise God. Just like Paul did on the road to Damascus, amen, he was blinded by light, the eyes was put out. He had to take on another way of living until he could get to Ananias, and then it was revealed to him who Jesus was. Kingdom children don't kick against the prick. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, whom the Father, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring them to your remembrance. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. They are the Trinity. They are one. They all are one. Bringing all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So by the Holy Spirit, Peter was able to speak the truth. Amen. No one ever caused such a big stir in Palestine, however you want to call it, like he did. No one like him had ever been seen in Israel before, like as the likeness of Jesus Christ. Signs and wonders, miracles, amen, all took place. And the prophet did not accomplish the things that Jesus accomplished during his time on earth. None of the prophets did. But after Jesus' death, Jesus said, now y'all got to do greater things than me, even much more than me, because you have received the Father. And praise God, because you are a kingdom child. Citizen people are able to do the things that, amen, the kingdom that they come from allows them. We have liberty in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. His miracles and his teaching on holiness, amen, of life, his calm, amen, actions and his knowledge of God set him forth as someone unique, for he was Jesus, the Gentiles' Savior and the Jews. Amen. So we see that, amen, praise God, because of Jesus and his coming, amen. They wanted to make him king, but he said, no, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, but at the same time, I'm going to give you some kingdom principles, guidelines and rules and regulations, and for those that want it, and I'm going to make them, cause them to live like I live. He knew that we can make it. He knew that although the enemy came in to oppose us, the enemy could not overthrow the will of God. So the disciples had to be the one that knew the truth, because they were his key fellows and heard the word of truth from his mouth. They were the first examples on how to live a kingdom citizen. Amen. Praise God. And it was very awesome, amen, in the teachings that Jesus taught them how to live different from the world system and the kingdoms that were around them. He kept them sanctified. God said, I'm going to separate my people. They ain't going to pick up the rules and the regulations, the laws, like, amen, praise God, like the world received, but they're going to receive instructions from me that will carry them on into eternity as being a spirit being. We too busy trying to stay in the flesh, saints. Amen. The first disciple in John 1, 35 through 51, we were called to follow Jesus. In February AD 27, and the entire body of the 12 disciples were called to permanently devote their lives to him, who is Jesus Christ. 1 year later, AD 28, we are now in the summer of AD 29, as the scriptures, amen, praise God, would tell us if we read them and do research. Some of these men had been watching Jesus for 2.5 years, all of them for a full year and a half. And Simon Peter answered and said, the Apostle Peter was always the spokesman among the 12. Amen. And he was the first to answer Jesus' question as a rule asked of Jesus by the disciples, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The word Christ in Greek words literally means anointed. Thou art the anointed one. Messiah, it is equivalent to the Hebrew word meaning anointed. And this Psalms 2, as other places, speaks of other men had to see Christ to be John the Baptist coming back to life. That's what they thought. Elijah came back to life on the earth. That's what they thought. Amen. One of the prophets. Amen. But the disciples had to come to the conclusion that he was the one whom Moses had prophesied of and spoken of, amen, during the time of his words. He was with Moses as the rock, amen. So Moses knew him, the Israelites. He was the cloud that baptized them after they came out of Egypt. Now Jesus would appear again and would prove himself to be the Christ through baptism, amen, and baptizing others in the Holy Spirit and the baptism of his death. There are three baptisms that we will encounter: the baptism by water, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the baptism of our death. Our death, in our death, we are baptized. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. From Genesis 3 and 15 down to the end of the book of Malachi, all the prophets of old time look for the coming of God's anointed king from Judah, the final high priest of God, the Lamb who would shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the prophet like unto Moses, the high priest like unto Melchizedek, the King of kings and Lord of lords. The expectation of such as one called the Messiah, amen, the hope. Jesus, amen, came to establish his kingdom upon earth. The Bible saying in Revelation, he's saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And then it said, the kingdom of this world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. All of these kingdoms that were established in order to overthrow, as they wanted by Satan, the will of God, those that now believe would now have the time, amen, praise God, to be established as a citizen of the kingdom of God. And it could not be disannulled. Praise God. Once you into Jesus, amen, confessing your sins, amen, and living holy, you can continue to stay with God as a kingdom child. Amen. And you can tell, amen, praise God, the man that owned the car lot down the road, no, I come to get a car, and I'm not going to pay no down payment because my Father, which is in heaven, the creator of mankind, has given me new kingdom principles that I can abide by faith, and I can call it done. Then watch the man pull up the car and give it to you and say, if you got that much kind of faith, you do have God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because Peter spoke the truth and believed in Jesus Christ, it in turn said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. The Lord was happy for the transfer of the anointing and the success of the Holy Spirit in his works, indwelling in Peter. And after Adam had fell, the Holy Spirit rested on a select people from nation to nation to do the will of God. But now all men, through Jesus Christ, could have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He told Peter, the benediction is direct and personal. The benediction is direct and personal. Thou, the personal note, amen, praise God, it speaks like this. Being deepened by the full Jewish title that Jesus was truly the King of the Jews without a doubt, the birth by flesh and blood, John 1:13, which born not of the blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of the will of God. God's will was accomplished on earth by the connection of the Holy Spirit. It worked. It worked. Jesus came. The Holy Spirit came. They working it for our good to be kingdom children, obeying God's commandment, amen, and living a holy and righteous life, because everything outside of it is unrighteous. We bear fruit. We are seed bearers, even if we are, it's a woman or a man. We are seed bearers, amen, seed carriers, amen, praise God, that produces fruit. And because of the working of the Holy Spirit and the anointing that would destroy Satan's yoke, we are no longer up under the laws and the government of the worldly system and what will cause us to live unrighteous lives. The deity has all power to perform even the hopeless situations that come up in our lives. Jesus answered Peter and said, because of whom my Father has made you to become the first of the spiritual birthing. They were the first. The 12 disciples was the first of the spiritual birthing. He even said, tarry ye here in Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. He even told him, he said, he told him, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hell was Hades. Jesus told Peter he was Petros, a man of rock, and on thee, as on a rock, I will build my church. It is a possible, praise God, as already admitted, to assign an intelligible scripture, amen, meaning, thou, Simon Barjonas, art Peter, a man of rock, worthy of the name Peter, because thou hast made thy bold, good confession on the truth. Thou hast confessed as on a rock I will build my church, and so long as it abides on the foundation of Jesus himself, it will stand firm, unmovable, amen, against the powers of Satan. When you go around and say you are a kingdom child, you are a man, praise God, supposed to stand unshakable, because I don't care what Satan throw at you, he cannot win. Jesus was that rock that was with Moses, Deuteronomy 8:15-16, Matthew 7:24-23, Deuteronomy 8:15-16, praise God, amen, who led them through the great and terrible wilderness wherein, praise God, there were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts and all kind of famine. No water, praise God. And they had to go through it, but because they were kingdom children, amen, praise God, citizens of God's, amen, praise God, kingdom, they accomplished what God had accomplished for them through the things that was purposed in order to get to the promised land. A lot of them died because they did not believe. A lot of them died because it was not, amen, right on the things that they did. They began to seek other gods. In the Greek, it is the word ecclesiastics. Amen, praise God. That's what he was telling Peter. From which derives, of course, our word ecclesiastical and various forms of it. Christ, on the other hand, speaks to his church only twice in all the records we have of his oral ministry, and both occasions are recorded exclusively in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus did not make this word up. He found a word already at hand in the rich vocabulary of the Greek word. The word literally means called out from. We are called out from to be citizens of the kingdom of God. And we are designated, amen, praise God, assigned to the kingdom of God, praise God, in order to vote. Amen, praise God. If you're not a kingdom of God, you have no rights. If you're not a kingdom of God, you cannot even vote. Amen. Called out from and was used to designate the citizen of the Greek city who had the right to vote and would be called out to participate in the peerage on a day assigned for voting. Amen. We are kingdom citizens. We can now vote. Amen. And our vote has stood for sure that Jesus is our Lord. We have appointed him to be king over our lives. Amen. And to live up under holiness, righteousness, and truth and follow the kingdom guidelines, Ecclesiastes. Amen. Praise God. In Deuteronomy 18, 15, and 16, 31, 30. Amen. And various other virgins. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Have a blessed day. You are now a citizen that can vote, that can give laws and orders, and nobody can stop you but yourself. As long as you live holy, you have those rights.